Welcome. My name is Christopher Peter. My perspective this week will be the past weekend in football, and later I will join Jennifer for a discussion around some recent current events. Let us start with what was a great weekend of football, week 3 of the NFL season. The week started with the New England Patriots taking on the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium. The Patriots started the season beating the Cincinnati Bengals in what still is the best moment of the season. Aaron Rodgers won his first full game as a Jet last week, and this week he continued the streak, this time at home. As expected, the prophecy of a Super Bowl championship by New York Jets fans is revived after beating two teams in the midst of rebuilds. But the team that demolished them in Week 1 is not looking that good right now, so they may not be completely off base. Never hurts to hold out hope in the midst of early adversity. Speaking of their first opponent, and my Super Bowl pick, the San Francisco 49ers are 1-2 after three games. After beating the Jets, they lost another early season matchup against the Minnesota Vikings. Then they gave up a lead against their then winless division rival in the Los Angeles Rams. Early adversity for a team that had to deal with two different contract holdouts, a wide receiver that is lucky to be alive, and a star running back who they extended in the offseason potentially on the shelf for the entire season. The team that loses the Super Bowl typically starts slow, but the 49ers look a bit different than last season, and sometimes teams that start slow do not ever pick up pace. Joining the 49ers at 1-2, also winning their opener and dropping the last two, is the Dallas Cowboys, who were dominated for three quarters by the Baltimore Ravens, deciding in the fourth quarter it was time to take pride in themselves. Part of the enjoyment of this game was listening to the Cowboys radio team be completely fooled by Lamar Jackson during a run-pass option, believing the Cowboys got a tackle for a loss when Lamar gained the game-ending first down. The Baltimore Ravens, my AFC pick, lost by a toe to the Kansas City Chiefs on opening night, followed that up with a three-point loss to the Raiders, then took out the frustrations on the Cowboys, who cannot stop the run or run the ball. The Ravens needed this win to help keep close to the Steelers, who are undefeated to this point. The Steelers faced off against the other Harbaugh, who made his return to the NFL this season. The Steelers continue to win with Justin Fields at quarterback, who should probably remain at quarterback for the time being. After making the playoffs despite poor efforts from their offensive staff and then quarterback, the Steelers look more complete and poised to win the division if they can keep up this style of play. The Carolina Panthers pulled the plug on their first-round draft pick in Bryce Young early in his second season in the league, choosing to improve the team's chances of winning with veteran Andy Dalton. The Red Rocket QB defeated the Raiders in a fashion that had the Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce questioning his team's effort, claiming that some were making business decisions. Now Chiefs continue to win games without playing to their full potential consistently. They won another one-score game, beating the Atlanta Falcons, who had a chance to win another game with a last-minute score. But this time they got stuck in the red zone. The champs will get everyone's best shots, but it is kind of questionable how good these teams are early on. The Ravens and Falcons are both 1-2. The Cincinnati Bengals are winless after another loss this time to the Washington Commanders. The Commanders are 2-1 on the season with first-year head coach Dan Quinn and rookie quarterback Jaden Daniel. The Commanders are not atop the NFC East standings alone. The Philadelphia Eagles reached the 2-1 mark by rebounding from a tough loss to the Falcons a week ago, with a defense-dominant victory over the New Orleans Saints. The Saints proved to be frauds after scoring in the 40s in both of their first two games. They were held to a total of 12 points in a game where their offense did not take off, and their team responded with dirty play. The most dominant team in the league right now has to be the Buffalo Bills, who dominated the Jacksonville Jaguars with ease on Monday night. The offense is hitting on all cylinders despite the loss of Stephon Diggs, and the defense is buzzing. They look good early, and hopefully they can keep it up to prove their naysayers wrong. Stephon Diggs took his talents to Houston in a trade, but his Texans suffered their first defeat by losing to the Minnesota Vikings, who remain among the undefeated. Another great weekend of football. In baseball news, my Philadelphia Phillies have captured the National League East title for the first time since 2011, ending the six-year reign for the Atlanta Braves. The longest season in sports is about to come to an end, and soon sports fans will be blessed with football and baseball playoffs being played at the same time. A great time of the year, especially when you have teams in contention in each. Now, let us get into what else happened in the past week since we have talked on this platform.